I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. We are so bombarded with economic news that I bet you missed the announcement earlier in the week that the U.S. trade deficit hit another record high. Everyone who knows that figure, raise your hand. No? It was $48.3 billion in April. We're always hearing about record trade deficits, though, and we're told that they're bad news. Those dollars aren't working here at home where they could boost the economy. But Slate financial writer Daniel Gross says there's a flip side to those numbers.
The good news is that a lot of the dollars we export find their way back here. And while we Americans shrewdly use our greenbacks to get a lower price on things we need or desire, like DVD players, many foreigners are using the cash we send them to buy stuff that Americans don't want to buy, U.S. government bonds. What a great deal! We underpay for their great electronics. They overpay for our mediocre bonds. Dollars wash back to the United States in a variety of ways. A Japanese tourist splurges at Disney World. A German pension buys General Motors stock. A Dutch supermarket buys Oracle software. Or the Chinese central bank buys American treasury bills. It's this last type of transaction that has been most important in recent months. The massive foreign purchases of U.S. government bonds have helped keep interest rates at or near historic lows, even as federal surpluses have turned into massive deficits. Just as we can't get enough of foreign manufactured goods, foreigners can't seem to get enough of American paper goods. At the end of the first quarter, according to the Federal Reserve, foreigners owned about 40% of outstanding Treasury securities, up from 30% in 2000. In theory, there's something dangerous about foreign creditors owning so much of our debt. They have a call on our national savings, and if the Japanese and Chinese central banks suddenly decide to stop buying, for political or economic reasons, we could be in for a nasty shock. But the Asian central banks aren't buying U.S. government bonds as investments. They do it to keep the dollar strong, making Asian goods cheaper for Americans. It also helps keep U.S. interest rates low, allowing us to borrow tons of money and spend it on, you guessed it, Asian goods. Jingoists can also take comfort in knowing that all these foreign buyers are going to turn out to be chumps. Foreigners who bought treasury bonds in the past couple of years will be collecting meager interest payments compared to current buyers because rates are rising. And as rates rise, the value of the bonds they hold will fall. In a way, then, the huge trade deficit is redounding to our benefit. Somebody has to fund the gigantic federal budget deficits that have materialized over the past few years. Without foreign investors, and foreign central banks in particular, we'd have to stuff all these lousy bonds into the portfolios of American investors. Better them than us.
Financial analysis from Daniel Gross. He writes the Money Box column for our partners at Slate Magazine.